This is the 3 R's approach, or method, for responding supportively to signs of concern, especially in mental health and well-being, for employees or people in your network. The 3 R's stand for recognize, respond, and refer. In more detail, these are recognize the signs of change or concern. These may be things such as signs of stress or potential mental health issues, or signs of changing performance or issues with relationships, communication, and conflict. Secondly, respond in a supportive and constructive way. So that's about having a compassionate and considered approach to asking people how they're going. Planning how you'll have that approach and the sorts of things you might need to ask and do to provide that support. And being constructive in terms of actions you can take. Referring is around support mechanisms that are available inside the organization or externally, and being able to make active recommendations and links into those support mechanisms. They are for the other person you're talking to, or referring to mechanisms of support for the organization that support leaders. Things such as policy, protocol, or internal HR or health and safety support. Now, if we put the 3 R's into a list of key questions, they go something like this. For recognizing, it's, what have you observed or been made aware of that are signals of concern for this person? Question 2, what would you think might be going on for them right now? It's an impression based on what you've observed or you know. For responding, question 3, what supportive actions will you likely put in place to respond to their concern or their potential needs? Question 4, what would be your approach to the conversation? Think about what will you say to start the conversation and how will you have the conversation? And thirdly, for referring, question 5, what types of support mechanisms will you likely refer them to? You may need to get some information on this, go away and do some research or get the information for the employee assistance program. And question 6, what sorts of advice and assistance do you require to help you respond and follow up as a leader, as a peer, or as a concerned person? All put together, this helps you plan your approach, be quite mindful, and if at any point you're wondering what to do next, reach out and gain advice from your internal supports and psychological services that provide advice on how to respond to potential signs of mental health or well-being in the workplace.